Kidney dialysis keeps Denny Bradley alive. 3 times a week, Bradley travels from his home in Sadorus to the Champaign-Urbana Dialysis Center in Urbana and sits for 5 hours while a machine cleans impurities from his blood. He says there's not much to do during the sessions except watch TV and look around him.
Well, I've seen stuff laying on the floor. I've seen blood on the walls, blood on the floor, and on some of the equipment. Some of the nurses don't always wash their hands when they go to a different person.
Bradley, along with other patients and family members, took their complaints to Champaign County Healthcare Consumers. Yesterday, the group released documents obtained through the Freedom of Information Act from a surprise inspection of the dialysis center conducted in August by the Illinois Department of Public Health. The inspection found problems like the ones Bradley saw, which increased the risk of infection among patients, and it found more serious problems involving the water used in the dialysis machines.
To have impure water or improperly treated water, or say water that has improper chemicals in it, is literally placing the patient's life at risk.
That's Bob Daly, a branch manager in Chicago for CMS, the Federal Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, which had asked for the state health inspection. Daly says the most serious life-threatening problems were fixed quickly, but many other less serious problems could still lead CMS to bar the Champaign-Urbana Dialysis Center from getting reimbursed for treating the Medicare patients that make up most of its business. Last Wednesday, state public health inspectors paid a follow-up visit to the dialysis center, and spokesperson Tammy Leonard says they found the center has fixed its problems and is in full compliance with health standards, in the state's view. A formal report will be forwarded to CMS, which will reach its own conclusion in the next several days. Champaign County Healthcare Consumers Executive Director Claudia Lenoff calls the announcement delightful news, but she's not yet satisfied with the dialysis center. She wants to meet with area members of Congress to make sure regulators keep their eye on the facility. She says the center only fixed its problems after patients and their families complained to government agencies.
You know, all of the issues of concern that the patients had brought up had been brought up directly to the company first, and the company did not respond. They only responded once the government got involved, and it was under threat of decertification.
Lenoff's group has been complaining about the Champaign-Urbana Dialysis Center for some time, long before this most recent health inspection. Denny Bradley says he noticed problems after Provena Covenant Medical Center, which first ran the dialysis center, turned it over to the New York-based Renal Research Institute. Despite the reported improvements since the August health inspection, Denny's wife, Julie Bradley, doesn't think anything's gotten much better.
No, I don't think there's any change. It's still dirty in there, that people still don't wash their hands. They're all afraid of if they say or do anything that they're going to lose their jobs. And then they will sometimes retaliate against the patient who has made a complaint against them or something.
Mrs. Bradley says she's been barred twice from the facility for speaking out about her husband's treatment there. And Claudia Lenoff of the Healthcare Consumers Group says threats and intimidation from management have made many patients and their families wary of complaining. At the same time, Lenoff says she's heard reports from other patients that nurses and technical staff are now taking more care with hand washing and other sanitary procedures. A spokesman for the Renal Research Institute would not talk on tape about problems at the Champaign-Urbana Dialysis Center, but William Venus says they've responded quickly to complaints, and his company is ready to meet again with Champaign County Healthcare Consumers to talk about any problems. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.